Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owner out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Aki Chankute, Dr. Aki, joins us on a regular basis to teach us about trust and to try to restore some order. Co-author of Built on Trust, which is an awesome book, folks. We helped him launch it here on the show back in the day. I hope you'll check that out and buy two copies if you can find them. You want to give one away. Aki, learningcenter.net, is that right?
Yes, learningcenter.net. There's a library there with lots of writing. You have free access to the library.
All right, thank you. For
learningcenter.net. Right.
Check it out, folks. You'll learn more about trust like you will with the book. Aki, you and I both know people who would cut a finger off before they tell you a lie. They're the most scrupulous people in the world. Their trustworthiness is not in debate, and yet they operate a business and they don't seem to take account for how powerful their behavior is. I mean, it's in a way it's good like the most beautiful girl in school who doesn't know she's beautiful. In a way, it's like that. But I think most small businesses are like that. And yet, what I want to help them understand, and you've helped us do this, is trust is a best practice. Leveraging it, not in a crass way, not in a commercial way, not in a cheeky or a creepy way, but just recognizing that your ability to be trusted is why people won't look around, and therefore they will pay you more money because it's worth more to do business with you.
Well, that's right. And it saves them time. Also, your turnover will go down. Your internal turnover of your employee turnover will go down because it's fun to work in a place where you don't have to look over your back. Part of the thing about trust is leadership, of course, is critical. If you're going to ask people to go from closure point to closure point, that is to be transparent and accountable, then, you know, you can't come down on them like a ton of bricks when they late or fail or doesn't work out the way everybody thought it was going to work out. You have to be more diplomatic. You have to deal with it.
Well, that's part of trust, isn't it? That's part of trust. Your employees trust you to redeem them. If they make a mistake doing their best, you know, if they can trust you to redeem them, they're going to hear you say, okay, this got screwed up. What did we learn?
And that's a company that's culture is based on trust. So your turnover is going to go down. You're going to be able to attract, compete much better for new employees. And as you say, your repeat business is going to go up and stay up because trust is a deep emotional need. It is something that, well, you say we don't always think about it consciously. Nevertheless, that deep emotional need is there. It's there in everyone, even those who appear to be, is just ignoring it or nothing is important to me. It's telling the truth, building trust.
Telling the truth, being ethical, even with the employee example, I keep thinking about redemption. Redemption is a function of trust. If you can redeem a customer, an employee, then you've demonstrated your trust of them. You invested in them. If you mess up with a customer, you know, I've done this. I've said, look, I messed up. Will you redeem me? Will you beg your forgiveness? I'm sorry. I mean, that's all part of the trust exercise, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And if you're a leader in an organization and you have an employee who has missed a timeline or missed something, the magic question to ask is, and then listen. And you will find it will be a learning experience for both of you. And then you can say, from your point of view, what happened and why it's critical and why it's important and so forth. And that is the way that you build, you walk your talk as a leader in the organization. And
that's
pretty
right.
soon, employees at every level become a leader with the customer or with whatever they are doing.
And they're watching you walk you walk the talk or not. Hey, Archie, I've got to wrap it up. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Oh, I will, Jim. It's my pleasure. You're just great to work with.
Dr. Archie Ciancute, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our best. LearningCenter.net. Check out the website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.